Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Dan Bach here, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. We are presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. If you haven't made a deposit, now's a great time to do it. They're actually doing things a little bit different tonight in the NBA. They're starting their games at 7:30 instead of 7 o'clock. I actually don't mind it, you know, for this Wednesday slate. You know, we've got so many games on it. And, you know, a lot of people are playing on multiple sites. Now it gives them a chance to say, hey, you know, get your lineups built somewhere else. That's fine at 7 o'clock. Guess what? Come over and build some more lineups with us over at Fantasy Draft. I actually kind of like that idea on these big slates. And give them a try out. I think you'll enjoy what they have to offer. Also, PGA Tour starting back up again. First full field event. Make sure your guys make the cut. But get a little bit easier over on Fantasy Draft because they drop your lowest score like throughout the tournament. So therefore, you're not drawn dead if you have one guy who is absolutely terrible. And I kind of like that. So give it a look if you haven't done so already over at Fantasy Draft. Go through our links, and we're big fans of theirs. The fact that they're coming over and supporting this podcast means a lot. All right, we got a big slate tonight in NBA, so we're going to get to that in a moment. Do need to point out and give some kudos, I think, over to FanDuel, who is really starting to push the envelope a little bit in terms of their game offerings. I tweeted out a screenshot a little bit earlier today of all the different games that they have to offer because they actually just rolled out a new hoops game today, and it's basically an all-utility lineup. That's right. So therefore, no roster restrictions as you build this lineup. And, you know, it's a complete departure of their other game, which has a ton of roster restrictions. So I like the fact that, you know, they're offering different things up. We've seen it for football in the games where they do not have the kicker, which is nice. And I think the question at some point in time you have to ask is, like, how many is too many? I don't know if they've crossed that threshold yet, but giving more options for users, I don't think is a bad thing at all. So got to commend them for, you know, coming up with new different stuff that we haven't seen for them, you know, in years. Now, I will say this, and not to take a shot at them or anybody else, but this is stuff that should have been happening years ago. And I don't understand why it took so long to, you know, manifest itself right now, but better late than never, I guess, is the old saying. And I'm happy that they, you know, are rolling out and doing some new things. So, and the other thing that's going on, I think today, or actually as we speak, there's a hearing on DFS in the state of New York. I think just to examine how the first couple of years have gone with regulation and whatnot. And I hope one thing that they do, and it's totally unfair, and I can't figure out why this was even written in to the law to begin with, but New Yorkers still cannot play fantasy golf. They cannot play fantasy soccer on FanDuel. They can't play fantasy golf on Draft or on Fantasy Draft, simply because the law states, like, if you didn't offer a game, a sport at a certain time, a certain point in time, then you can't implement a new one until we give the okay on it. And it's been like a year now and nothing has moved forward. So I don't know if this is something that maybe can benefit from this, because I just think it's ridiculous for people who live up in New York not to be able to play, you know, fantasy golf or fantasy soccer if they want to play those games. So it really stunts the innovation in terms of trying to push the envelope on games, because New York is a huge, huge market for them. You know, their FanDuel in particular already not in the state of Texas. So, you know, really puts them behind the eight ball a good bit if they lose that market as well. But hopefully that's one thing that can be addressed in this hearing today. and get straightened out. It makes no sense to say, okay, DraftKings, you can run this game because you had it in 2015 or whatever, where FanDuel and Fantasy Draft and Draft, you can't offer these games. It's just ridiculous. So hopefully that's one thing we can get straightened out here on the regulation side of things. But let's get into the slate today because we've got a big one. We've got a lot of games to cover. And you know, I don't want to be here forever. You guys got stuff to do. I know I'm keeping you company on maybe a commute or a lunch break, but yeah, we got lots of stuff to break down. So let's do it. And we go position by position on this podcast. Been running okay, actually, really good on DraftKings the last couple of days. Okay on Fantasy Draft, not great on FanDuel Cash the last couple of days. For whatever reason, Terrence Ferguson worked his way into my lineups yesterday. And yeah, it didn't work out. That move didn't work out. But profitable day from top to bottom in the industry. So hopefully we can hit a home run on all the sites tonight. Looking at point guard, we usually start with the value side of things. And we're going to have to keep our eye on the news here again today. Damian Lillard said his hamstring feels very good, which I think we might actually see him play today. You know, he sat out yesterday's game. Probably wasn't going to play the back-to-back anyway. So if he plays tonight, that's going to really, you know, take away Shabazz Napier as an elite value option. Now, if he would sit again tonight, Napier's been outstanding. Another 30 fantasy point game last night. Price didn't get jacked up in time. So I think we can play him pretty much across the board today as an elite value option, assuming that that news falls again, that he is out. But if he's in, we're probably going to have to pivot a little bit. I don't think we can really go there. It'll be interesting to see what Rondo can do today because it looks like Anthony Davis is out. He checks in 53 on FanDuel, 57 on DraftKings, and 11K on Fantasy Draft. And he has had a major boost in his usage in fantasy production when Anthony Davis is off the floor. Davis is supposed to sit out tonight. And Rondo is really at as cheap of a price tag as we've seen in a while right now at 5,300. Like I said, on FanDuel, he was 6,400 just four games ago. On DraftKings, 57, he was up to 64 three games ago. So we've got pretty good value on this salary with him. And, you know, coming off a pretty good game last time out at 44 fantasy points. So I don't have a problem with Rondo here one bit. It's always risky rolling him in cash games, no question about it. In the game against Memphis, you know, not the greatest matchup in the world here. I mean, Memphis, a 210 total in this game overall. They check in, you know, 10 in DVP. So, you know, they're fair in that category as well. But again, it's just looking at previous situations, who has taken advantage of them, and he certainly has. Other value for us here today, I think we got to look at Ricky Rubio in tournaments in this game against Washington. He is so cheap on FanDuel at 4,800, 56 on DraftKings, 11,400 on Fantasy Draft. In those two spots, I think we might be able to look elsewhere, but I think on FanDuel, he's absolutely a guy that's tournament viable. Last game out against Miami was a dog game, but that's really a tough matchup for sure. But you look at games against New Orleans, you know, kind of tempo up 34, Cleveland tempo up 44. Kind of gets that here a little bit with Washington. So I think Rubio more in play on FanDuel where you get the greater savings than on DraftKings or Fantasy Draft, but a guy that I like tonight. Now, we got Goran Dragic here, a little peek behind the paywall, one of Meansy's core plays here today, and he checks in, same price as yesterday, 6,500, and if you listen to the XM show, and I hope you guys do, I love doing it, and it's actually two of my more profitable days of the year has been when I'm doing XM, and I'm, you know, bouncing things off of guys like Beer Makers Fan and listeners who are calling up. I actually love it. It makes me a better player to do these things, and and Dragic, like, the more I was just so focused on it, and I was like, you know what, I think when Tyler Johnson was out, that meant we really had to load him up when you considered all the guys that were out, and he delivered big time for me in my lineups. I was only playing cash on FanDuel, so I didn't have him over there, and I kind of regret not playing more GPPs because he would almost certainly, I would have been clearly overweight on him. I was, you know, I only played two tournament lineups on DraftKings, and he was on both. He was 30% owned. So I liked it a lot yesterday. Now, today, I'm a little bit more leery, but I like this matchup here against Indiana. But this is a back end of a back-to-back. This is the third game in four nights. There is travel involved, and he played 39 minutes last night. So this is kind of a little bit scarier proposition. You know, I even talked about it with DeRozan last night, who was okay, but didn't quite smash like I think most of us would have hoped. When you play like those massive amount of minutes, 39, 40-some-odd minutes in games, it wears on you. And then when it's a third and four situation, it wears on you even greater. And with Dragic, that's a little bit of my concern today. But means you really made a good point. And if you're not a premium subscriber, get the 7-day free trial and read his stuff, and you'll see why you should subscribe. It's really good. But he breaks up the point where, like, he's probably almost certainly not going to get upper 30s again yesterday. But there's probably not a situation where, especially if Tyler Johnson is out again, that he doesn't at least make the low 30s. And I agree with that take fully tonight. And he's just been producing at a great level here lately once he's gone over that 30-minute threshold. We could have some fallout on the injury front or the suspension front there as well. James Johnson, who somehow got into a fight. Like, there, I don't want to fight anybody with a neck tattoo ever. And then I think I heard, like, this morning he was, like, trained in, like, jujitsu or some sort of martial art. Like, no, Serge Ibaka, don't do that. Like, that's not good. Don't ever do that again. You could have died on the court. I don't want to mess with James Johnson. I don't recommend anybody does. So we'll see if he ends up getting suspended here tonight, and we'll talk about the fallout of that. Probably doesn't affect Dragic all that much, but certainly something to keep our eye on, especially the Tyler Johnson front. If he is out, that's really going to, you know, give me more comfort in knowing Dragic's minutes are completely secure today. All right, the other, not a lot of other value, quote-unquote, that I love. I mean, we've got Dennis Schroeder here today playing in altitude, which is certainly always a little bit scary, but a matchup versus Denver, I don't mind. 7,300 is his salary on FanDuel. I get him at under 7K on DraftKings. You know, last game, he only played 27 minutes, but took 19 shots in that amount of time. Didn't have a great, you know, fantasy day when it was all said and done, only one assist, which is usually about 4 to 6 less than we normally have. I felt like based on the, you know, the line that he put up, he scored 28 fantasy points. He wasn't that far off to getting into the mid-30s. So if this is a competitive game, I certainly have some more interest in him a little bit today. I don't like Dinwiddie as much. I know he went absolutely crazy the other day. I had him in one GPP lineup that was a monster over on DraftKings, but the price came back up a little bit at 7,200. It was down to 6K on FanDuel, 67 on DraftKings from 61 previously. And it's like this matchup versus Denver doesn't really get me too excited. So I think I will pass there. Let's see. Dennis Smith Jr., friends and family game here today. 30 friends and family will be in attendance for him in this matchup. Here's this kind of scary thing, though, and Justin Pham, big shout-out to him on Twitter, smart guy regarding fantasy basketball, tweeted out that this is one of the most advantageous rest period games we've had all season, where Charlotte's coming off 4 days rest, and Dallas here is playing their third game in four nights. I think this stuff really matters. Now, I also think that probably matters for a guy like Dirk Nowitzki more than it matters for a guy like Dennis Smith Jr., who's going to be amped to play in front of the home crowd. Interesting to see him get 33 minutes here against Orlando this last game, because he put up one of his best fantasy performances of the season at 38. And the price actually dropped from where it was yesterday. 300 on FanDuel, 100 over there on DraftKings. Stayed the same on Fantasy Draft. I don't think he's a cash game play, but I think he's certainly tournament viable today. Russell Westbrook, great. If you can fit him, do it. He's a stud. This game against Minnesota, you know, after another lousy performance by that team yesterday, feels like this could just be like a screw you triple-double game for Russell Westbrook. He's awesome, and I think the value is going to be there on this big slate. So I like him today. Let's see. I'll be curious to see what the total comes in this Portland game. I mean, Chris Paul, last game against Chicago, kind of got there. I mean, I said we're going to get 50 fantasy points. We finally did get 50 fantasy points from him, but the price is still really up there at over 10K on FanDuel. Came down a little bit on DraftKings, 97. Fantasy draft at 17.7. I don't think he's going to be a cash game, you know, focus for me on this slate right now. Steph Curry on the flip side against the Clippers, you got major blowout risk, but we also have just monster number here. 226 is the total. Golden State is favored by 16. We do have the likely return of Kevin Durant. That's really going to keep his ownership down in GPPs, but this game is probably going to shoot out. But I think, you know, there's a lot of risk in paying up for these Golden State guys here tonight because I just don't know. They might be done by that fourth quarter. Now, you know, Steph has given you 60-some-odd fantasy points in 29 minutes the other day against the Clippers. So, in this exact same matchup. Now, as I said before, I don't think he's going to shoot 16 free throws today. That's a big outlier for him. You know, 16 three-pointers is not too big of an outlier, but that really was to get 15 points from that free throw line. So, we got him projected at about 47 tonight. I don't think that's a horrible number for him. So, I think he's fine in a game stack. You hope that game stays competitive. And if it does, you're probably going to be in business. Okay, a few other guys to talk about here. You know, John Wall today against Utah, nobody's going to play him. I'm not playing him on FanDuel, but I think you could make the argument he's viable on DraftKings at 8,500 today. I know the salary, it's low. I mean, I think that's as low as, I guess he got down to 8K at one point in time. But the guy is still, you know, a big fantasy performer. I mean, this guy is going to, he hasn't played in 4 days, so he's going to have lots of juice in those legs. The total in this game is fine against Utah. It's not as low as I think people make it out to be. And again, like, we've got him at 8,500 and projected at 43 fantasy points. That makes more sense on DraftKings than paying the 10K for Steph Curry at $4,700 projection. So same with fantasy draft at 16.2. Don't write off John Wall in this matchup here against Utah. I think he's all right with the price decrease. Keep our eye on Memphis's situation. I think Harrison's probably going to play today. If he would be out, maybe you could look to Chalmers. Let's see, a lot of point guards here to talk about. And, well, let's get on the, you know, let's just talk about the Clippers here for a second. Because, again, this will be relevant on DraftKings at point guard and on fantasy draft. But we've got to see what happens here. I mean, we talked about that total being as high as it is. If Teodosic is out, I think you have a tough time not just playing Juwan Evans and moving on, because this guy played 39 minutes in that last game against the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, Doc really had a small rotation. He basically only played 8 guys. And we've got pretty much going to be without certainty that we're going to be without Blake Griffin again. So Teodosic is the big one. Like Wes Johnson, I just don't care for 32 minutes of Wes Johnson. I guess this is a more offensive matchup. Maybe he can do a little bit better. But here's the thing, like DeAndre Jordan, I'm just going to talk about this game in general. I don't normally go this route, but I've got it up here. DeAndre Jordan has not really done well against Golden State for his career. I mean, I'm looking here over the last 2 years. He's gone for 31 FanDuel points, 22, 36, 23, 17, and 30. That's kind of concerning to me. Now, you know, back in, 2016, he had a couple of games where he went 19-20, 16-21, but they've almost figured out how to handle him here lately. So, man, this is just an interesting spot because they really don't have anybody else on the glass except a guy like Montrezl Harrell, who just is so abysmal offensively. This is, I don't know. If I was betting this game, I would bet on Golden State to roll them by about 30 today. So I don't bet, but if I did, that would be a spot that I'm looking at. But Evans, CJ Williams played so many minutes, and then Lou Williams took 29 shots against the Hawks. It's going to be tougher defense, probably drawing some Klay Thompson, but you know, Lou Williams, you know, play him here again today in this off, you know, total with 225. So I think that's an interesting spot to get some guys from the Clippers, because even guys like those, that Jawan Evans, for example, like if he sits out, then or if the game's a blowout, he's still going to play. Like, there's no question about it. Like, they just want him to play as much as he possibly can and see what they've got in the kid. And he really showed up against Atlanta. 4,700 over on FanDuel. He is point guard eligible there. So he's a guy who's got to be, I think, kind of high on your list today. Especially, mainly, if Teodosic decides to sit, which I'm hoping he does. All right, let's get over to shooting guard next. And Drew Holiday, another guy who could get a bit of a bump with the Anthony Davis missing this game tonight against Memphis. I don't love the salary at 7,100. It's okay, but I don't view that number as one that says, like, you know, you've got to play this guy. Like, at 7,100, it's good, but not necessarily great. Not a guy that I need to, you know, jam into my lineups by any measure. Where I might want to jam lineups, guys into my lineups, is Avery Bradley today at 4,900. He gets just a premier matchup against the Brooklyn Nets, and 54 over on DraftKings, 10-1 over on Fantasy Draft. And the crazy thing about him is, you know, salary like didn't move after giving a 40 fantasy point day the other day on FanDuel. Went up 300 on DraftKings, but we talked about it. Like, this Brooklyn team, you know, they give up a lot of points. But to be fair, Vegas doesn't think this is super high scoring at just a 204. Now, what that's telling me is, guys on the Brooklyn side, I'm probably passing on, because that's going to affect their pace dramatically. Detroit, they're moving up still here. Their team total, I haven't looked today, but I'm guessing it's still above their season average today. So Avery Bradley, just too cheap tonight. This is kind of baffling to me as well. Eric Gordon, salary dropped 900 on FanDuel and 200 on DraftKings. Actually, take that back. Went up 200 on DraftKings and up 200 on Fantasy Draft, but dropped 900 on FanDuel off this last game against Chicago. Only 7,100, and again, 18, 13, 24, 16. Those are shot attempts for him. But what I love more than anything is, unlike what we've seen for Eric Gordon in his career, he's actually rebounding and assisting the basketball. 6-9, 3-7, 3-7, 5-6. I mean, this guy has not done that very often in his career, at least from my memory, but he's doing it, and he's shooting the ball a ton. Should be a decent tempo here against Portland. Eric Gordon, FanDuel in particular, really popping. We talked about Lou Williams. We love him today. Tyreek Evans, 210 total in this one, and I don't think he's got enough juice behind him on that FanDuel salary at 8,300. DraftKings, I think he's priced right. Fantasy Draft, I think he's priced right. And that doesn't mean we can't play him on those two sites, but I don't think we're getting extreme value there. But on FanDuel, where you have to roster two, Tyreek Evans is popping a little bit for me. Value-wise, you've got C.J. Williams. Again, if we've got the same makeup of that lineup at 4,400, I think he's a guy that that we can certainly look at today. I think Bradley Beal, I'm not afraid to play guys against Utah, and Beal has just been smashing. Real-life points of 20, 34, 7, 27, 39. I really like his game, and starting to play at a pretty high level right now. 8K on FanDuel, 7,900 on DraftKings. And DraftKings, I'd probably rather just go up and get John Wall, if I'm picking between those two, for a little bit more, because he's not as reliant on one specific skill set. CJ McCollum at 7,500 against Houston, absolutely a guy I'm looking at today, especially if we continue to have no Damian Lillard. I think you could be in play even with Damian Lillard. I mean, he's been over 40 fantasy points in five of his last six games, and he's not priced like that. So take advantage of it while you can. All right. right, let's see. I think that's might be it. I think Will Barton is still a little bit intriguing, despite this really low minutes last game, and maybe that drives people away. See, FanDuel's salaries are weird. Like, he played terrible last game. Salary went up. On DraftKings, it went down a little bit. Probably a better play for us there on DK at 5,600. 12-1 on Fantasy Draft is fine as well. All right, let's keep it rolling. Small forward for us. And, you know, I don't think I'm going to play Joe Harris today. He's going to pop in the projection models. He's going to pop. Dante Cunningham is probably going to pop for us today. I don't really see that being guys that I really want to play at this position. I think this is a pay-up spot. I think Antetokounmpo is really, really good to play today against Orlando. I mean, this Orlando is just terrible at defense. Frank Vogel, I remember a day when he was a good defensive coach for Indiana. Well, those days have passed him by because he is not recently with this Orlando team. So, Giannis, this feels like a get-right spot here. We've got, let's see, I'm looking at the line on this one. 218 total in Milwaukee, favored by 10.5. Orlando just played last night. Like, yeah, fire him up. I think he's good to go, especially he played terrible that last game. I don't see back-to-back really bad games from him. I think he gets right here in this one at 11-7. Not a gimme price tag on FanDuel by any measure, but I'm looking at him. 10-7 on DraftKings and 20K over on Fantasy Draft. He went up on Fantasy Draft, actually went down a little bit over there on DraftKings, so like him a good bit today. Let's see. Man, Paul George started terribly yesterday, but finally kind of got it together. But, you know, fantasy-wise, 22 real-life points and only 26 fantasy points, and not really going to cut it for us. Could be a rebound spot, but probably going to have to be dealing with some, you know, Jimmy Butler defense, and I don't know if the price has dropped enough on him. 7,900 on FanDuel, 76 on DraftKings. That team's a hot mess, no question about it. I'd prefer, obviously, you know, if you can get Westbrook, you're going to want him. But, again, small forward, not a spot that a lot of places that I'm loving. Denzel Valentine might be one of those guys. He's seemingly secured his minutes and had a really nice game against Houston last time out. And the price is still cheap at 47, 48, and 10-3. A little less excited on the 10-3 number on Fantasy Draft, but I don't mind Denzel Valentine today. Josh Richardson as well, you know, kind of slowed down a little bit yesterday, but if you look at the line, the shots just weren't falling. Didn't get to the free throw line, so he had a little bit of an excuse for that one. Indiana, not a great defensive team at all here today, especially take Miles Turner out of the mix now, so I think Josh Richardson can rebound in this game. Did play a lot of minutes, so you do have that same concern that you had with Goran Dragic. But again, the price pretty affordable on him tonight. Let's see, the Orlando guys. I mean, Jonathan Simmons, he ended up playing yesterday. I mean, what a mess that Orlando team was. He only played 20 minutes. Hezonja is the one that played better. If he's out and Hezonja's starting, like, for sure, like, I think he's a guy you can look at a little bit today. But we've got to, you know, get some news on that front before we can commit to it. But, yeah, so definitely looking, I think, just not a lot to love for me. It's probably Giannis and then maybe one of those pay downs with Valentine or Richardson. Jimmy Butler's been absolutely mashing. There's no question about it here lately. And on DraftKings at 8,700, I think he still go there. Like, he's just still too cheap. On FanDuel, you're going almost 1,000 more, a total 1,000 more at 9,700. 16K on Fantasy Draft, I think, is in play for him once again tonight. That team's playing really well. All right, power forward. One bit of news you need to know. Again, Miles Turner out. I think Sabonis, we haven't factored it in our projections, I believe, yet, because we still have him at like 17 fantasy points tonight. But if he draws the start tonight, and I think he will, he's definitely going to play today. It's tough not to play this guy. 5,900 on FanDuel. Now, DraftKings almost accounted for because they got him at 64. That's a tougher decision. Fantasy Draft at 10-2 is fine. So I think it's a FanDuel Fantasy Draft play on him tonight. DraftKings, I don't hate it because the ownership's going to be down just a little bit, but I expect him to get a ton of run today. As, you know, we've seen when Miles Turner's out, Sabonis is the one that really picks it up. Our point per dollar guys that are popping on our models here today, we've got Derek Favors at 6K, 63 on DraftKings, and he's been super steady here lately, double-doubles in back-to-back games. I'm all right with him. Don't love it, don't hate it, but he's okay at 6,300. Aaron Gordon, price dropped on him from yesterday from 83 on FanDuel to 76. Dropped on DraftKings from 86 to 8K. Dropped on Fantasy Draft from 15.4 down to 14.5. Now, I think it was a bit of an anomaly that he didn't start, but guess what? He still played 32 minutes at the end of the day, so it's not like he didn't produce. Now, we wanted a bit more than we got, but again, he's the best player they've got, and they're going to want to see run from him. So Aaron Gordon back going to there once again. We'll keep our eye on Mirotić. I don't think I'm playing him today against New York if he plays. I hope he's out. It seems like they want to trade him, and I'm fine with that because I want to play some more Bobby Portis if I can. But we're probably only going there if Mirotić is out. He's 49 on FanDuel, 47 on DraftKings, and 9K over on Fantasy Draft. So played 33 minutes the last game that happened. So keep our eye on that bit of news. It was an illness, so he probably is going to play today, but maybe they just want to hold him out. Don't let him get hurt, then trade him for Jabari Parker. I like that move. Do that move. Okay, a few other names for us here at the old power forward position. You know, Draymond today, he's fine against the Clippers. Super, you know, up-tempo game here. Was fine the other day against him in the 28 minutes he had. He had 36 fantasy points. Again, probably playing him more in a stack than I am in a one-off just because I think there's a lot of risk of blowout. And, of course, we've got Durant returning to the lineup today. Toby Harris, if you're in that 6K range, I think you make an argument he's a better play today against Brooklyn than Derek Favors is. Scoring has been up for him. 25 and 27 real-life points in the last two games, over 40 in each of those, and now gets a bump up in pace in this game against Brooklyn. So I'm fine with some Toby Harris today. Let's see if there's anything else. Porzingis against Chicago. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like, no question. Like, he could easily bounce back for a big, big effort today. Again, last game was on the 7th, so he's going to be well-rested for this one. I like that. 83 on DraftKings. That's a play right there. Like, we don't have projection to ownership in, but he is definitely on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. I think he is an excellent, excellent option. Probably don't need to go up that high on FanDuel today. So it's interesting to see the different dynamics in salary between all the sites here. It's important to look at that. Doesn't always go from one across the other. If you want a sneaky play tonight, and this is just a gut play, I don't really have anything to base this on, but he did take 17 shots last night. Carmelo Anthony is like free on FanDuel at 5,900, 62 on DraftKings, and 12K on Fantasy Draft. I don't think we need to do it, but on FanDuel, he could get 6X pretty easily on FanDuel today at that salary. So I think he's intriguing. Tough to play Ryan Anderson. He's just terrible here lately. I mean, against the Bulls, played 26 minutes, got you 11 fantasy points. That's a pass for me. Let's get center here real quick. We'll see what happens with Miami here tonight. Again, back end of a back-to-back. And if James Johnson's out, if you saw that game yesterday, Bam Adebayo played every single minute and put up game of his life, 53 fantasy points, 15 rebounds, 16 points, 5 blocks. And, you know, he's definitely a guy who they can play on a back-to-back comfortably, where Whiteside, who knows? You know, Whiteside obviously was fine when you looked at his stat line yesterday. You know, gave you 13, 15, 2 blocks in 29 minutes. But, you know, you got a question, you know, on the back end of a back-to-back, this might be even a third and four nights. It might be tough to go that route. Again, on DraftKings, we've got a lot more flexibility, and I think that's important to follow here on Bam, whether or not, you know, James Johnson is in. But Cousins, hard not to play him. I mean, his usage rate is like 35%, I believe, when Anthony Davis is out, 11K. The matchup versus Memphis isn't good, and again, off the top of my head, he has not played very well versus Marc Gasol historically. So maybe it is a Jrue Holiday game for that reason, but Boogie is just a beast. And when they need him to be the number one guy, he has just stepped up and been huge so far this season. So definitely Boogie Cousins, lock and load on him, 11K on DraftKings. Let's see what we got on FanDuel here real quick. My model got messed up, so let me click this around. And yeah, 11-6 on FanDuel, so yeah, they're fine. I don't think I'm going to Karl-Anthony Towns. Tough matchup today. I'd rather get some Nikola Jokic against Atlanta. We are paying up on him now. The salaries are starting to catch up. Maybe not on DraftKings, because DraftKings does not like the tall Euros, because Nikola Jokic and I believe and Porzingis both feel like 9K players, and they never get there. Never get there, but they're 9K players, or at least they're not there now. So I've had success playing those guys on the same team. You could do the same as well today. Drummond's interesting in tournaments. Obviously has monster double-double upside here against Brooklyn. This is pace up for them. Just not, I'm not in love with the salary today. 93-87. I think I'll pass there. Gasol against New Orleans. Man, he's so cheap on DraftKings. Just begging you at that $7,600 price. And he did it last time out, 48, 17, and 11, and had five blocks that day, too. Bit of an outlier there. But crazy thing for him is scoring has just been way down. He, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Last seven games, he scored over 20 real-life points just once. Now, this is a game where I think it can happen. Because let's face it, DeMarcus Cousins sucks on defense. Like, as great of an offensive player as he is, he could give two hoots about even playing, you know, one lick of defense. So maybe this is a spot for him to get the scoring up. Not a bad price even on FanDuel today at 8,200, but certainly in DraftKings, a guy that I'm looking at. Man, Biombo should eat versus Milwaukee, but he burned me last night on FanDuel. 17 fantasy points. Thought he would be able to eat against Dallas. Didn't happen. But Milwaukee, so weak in that interior, you know, that's more reason to play Aaron Gordon, because like if Biombo doesn't do it, Gordon's going to do it. One of those two guys is going to have a big day today against Milwaukee's interior. Biombo should be able to do it at 5-6. He's in my script. I don't know if he's in my cash game today. It's hard not to play DeMarcus Cousins tonight. That's what I got. We are done. Big slate tonight. Again, if you want more from me, follow me on Twitter at Dan_Bach. Follow me on SiriusXM tonight. You get me and David Kitchen for an hour talking DFS hoops until 7 o'clock. And appreciate you guys being a part of what we do at Roto Grinders. Go make a deposit at Fantasy Draft. Play over there tonight. I think you'll enjoy your experience. Golf product as well. I'm going to be making a lineup over there. Tons of fun with their setup. And again, that will lock tomorrow afternoon. So a little bit more time since they're still out in Hawaii. But till next time, good luck in your contest tonight. Talk to you again tomorrow here on the Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.